From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Back in June, the news out of the Newt Gingrich presidential campaign was dire. Top staffers quit, some over differences about strategy. Some cited doubts about the candidate's seriousness, especially when he and his wife went on a cruise to the Greek islands while his rivals stumped through New Hampshire and Iowa.
But now it's December, and Gingrich suddenly sits atop the polls. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne reports that his organization is growing, as is the campaign brain trust, even if the candidate remains his own most important advisor.
For months now, Newt Gingrich has run a stripped-down campaign that was fine when expectations were low and when he was not considered a real contender. But a front-runner faces greater demands and has different needs, though Gingrich seemed unfazed by all of that in an interview with ABC News last month, just as his surge in the polls was beginning.
The challenge is going to be simple. Sooner or later, something will happen, and either I'll be able to deal with it or I won't. If I do, then there's a pretty good chance I'll be the nominee.
But now Gingrich campaign aides do acknowledge a struggle to meet the demands they face if they hope to win. Paid staffers have been added in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. As for unpaid advisors, one of Gingrich's earliest supporters is former Pennsylvania Congressman Bob Walker.
Newt and I have been friends for the better part of 40 years now, so I just am a jack of all trades.
Who is Newt's brain trust?
Newt.
Does he need a brain trust?
Well, he's remarkable in that way. I mean, he has never really required people to do thinking for him. He vets ideas, but he does not depend upon his outside network to provide him with ideas.
There's a newly minted National Security Advisory Team. And last night, something else new for the campaign, a conference call for reporters with advisors on foreign policy.
Thank everyone for calling in tonight on such short notice. Before I introduce Herman Pershner and Alon Berman of American Foreign Policy Council.
Also advising Gingrich in this area are Reagan-era National Security Advisor Robert McFarlane and Clinton-era CIA Chief James Woolsey. Of course, the first big test will be the Iowa caucuses on January 3rd. Des Moines-based Republican strategist John Steinman, who's not working with any campaign this year, says despite Gingrich's early troubles, his stable of advisors there is strong. It includes the Iowa State House Majority Leader and the State House Speaker Pro Tem.
Folks that understand the nature of the Iowa caucuses, grassroots organization.
But where Gingrich still falls short is his broader organization that includes volunteers statewide, enough to cover 1,774 precinct sites spread across 99 counties.
Some of the things that I'm told that are challenges even are things that would have been solved within the first 6 months of an 18-month campaign they're facing now, like getting collateral materials, getting the signs and stickers and banners and leaflets and mailings.
Former Congressman Greg Gansky, a member of the freshman class back in 1995 when Gingrich became Speaker of the U.S. House, is another key Iowa advisor. Gansky, who is a West Des Moines plastic surgeon, says he and Gingrich often talk Iowa politics. But he adds that the candidate is already very knowledgeable on the topic. So I ask, what's the most important piece of advice he's offered?
Here, I'm speaking as a medical doctor here. To stay healthy, to get your rest, to get a little exercise, to be fresh.
So your political advice is medical advice?
Yeah, I think that's what I can offer him. And smile and stay happy.
And that part, at least, seems to be advice Gingrich is following. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.